This is Game, Set, Match Kentucky, Episode 1, recorded August 8, 2018, entitled, You Had Me at Logistics. Hey everybody, it's time for Season 1, Episode 1 of Game, Set, Match Kentucky, where we talk about all things related to the Central Kentucky Tennis Series, and maybe a whole lot more that you'd never asked for. This is August 8th, 2018. I'm Chris Godby. I'm the chairman and one of the founders of the CKTS, where, as we like to say, the lines are good and sandbagging is for golf. I'm here at the CKTS headquarters in Russell Springs, Kentucky, and with me today, all the way from historic Harrodsburg, Kentucky, is the vice chairman of the CKTS. Yes, he's one heartbeat away from the chairmanship, even though you probably wouldn't take it if we gave it to him.
Probably not. But
it's
anyway,
it's a job probably nobody else wants, but I do enjoy the challenge. Mr. Dave Brown, welcome, Dave.
Hello, welcome to you.
Thank you. You have just been on a, I don't know if I would call Lexington a getaway. I was going to call it a little tennis getaway, but it was a getaway from work, wasn't it?
That's true. And every day away from work is a good day.
Tell us the name of the event and your experience there.
It was the Kentucky Bank Tennis Championships, and it's a it's a challenger series on the men's side. The women's side, I don't know what they call it other than I guess it's a challenger for women, but it's not classified as a challenger the way that the men's side is. It's nice because it's pro tennis and it's 45 minutes away from my house, so that's good. I mean, to be able to get to see some of these young players who hopefully we'll see, you know, 2 or 3 years in the, you know, main draws of the big events. Some of the players that have played in that have been John Isner, and he won it 1 year. Kevin Anderson from he got to the finals at Wimbledon. He had played there. Leighton Hewitt had played there. That's how far back it goes. That, you know, he actually I think he won the year that he, I think it was like 1998. That he won. Sloan Stephens played there. Taylor Townsend's played there. There's a lot of players that you see on TV now that have played in events like this. And as I said, having it so close in Lexington is really nice.
Congratulations to Lloyd Harris from the Republic of South Africa for winning the men's singles, and in the women's on the women's side, Asia Muhammad.
That's
wins,
correct.
Wins the women's. It was July 30th through August 5th. I assume it'll be roughly around the same time again next year.
Yeah, they did announce it, and I'm not sure what the exact dates were, but it's the same week of I think it's the last week in July, first week in August.
Very good. We'll be looking forward to that, and I'll definitely be back. And who knows, we might talk to, on this very podcast, maybe we'll talk to some of the organizers of the event ahead of time and get their thoughts on what goes into putting on that event.
Yes.
So it's the website is lexingtonchallenger.com, the Kentucky Bank Tennis Championships. Well, today on this premiere episode of Game, Set, Match Kentucky, we're going to look at the latest tournament results on the Central Kentucky Tennis Series. We're going to check out the current CKTS point standings. We're going to look at what's coming up in tennis around the area, not just with the CKTS. We'd like to thank our sponsor for this week's episode, that is LakeNet Media Incorporated. If anyone else is interested in sponsoring, I'm going to talk about that a little bit later in the program today, how you can get involved in supporting this and in turn supporting the promotion of tennis in Kentucky. So let's get to the first thing we're going to talk about, this podcast. What's up with this? What is this all about? Well, first of all, we are the Central Kentucky Tennis Series. It's a series of tournaments where your performance in any one event accumulates throughout the season, you know, and if you continue to play men's open singles or men's B doubles or girls 18 and under singles, whatever, you're accumulating points based on your success, their season rankings, and then at the end of the year, we crown, you know, a men's open singles champion, a women's open singles champion, and so forth. We have, I think, at this point this year, 23 divisions. So there's something for everybody. And we encourage you, we're past mid-season now this year, as we get this podcast off the ground later than we originally wanted to, but we're past mid-season, but there's still, after this weekend, there's still three tournaments left to go. We have a tournament in Glasgow on the weekend of August 25th and 26th. We have a tournament in Columbia a couple of weeks later on September 8th and 9th. It's going to be at Lindsey Wilson College. It's called the Ballman Tennis Classic. And then our final tournament of the season will be September 22nd and 23rd in Somerset. That is the Lake Cumberland Open. So that's a little bit about what we do. We started in 2003, and we've been growing year by year ever since. And we're busy. And the tournaments are busy, and we're having a lot of fun. And actually, we started a podcast a long time ago, and it had one episode, and then my children were born. And that was the one and only episode was it. I had good intentions then. I have better intentions now, and we're going to have fun with this and keep it going. We decided to do this just as we get a lot of questions. Like, we'll get questions by email, and we'll get questions on social media from time to time about why we dropped a certain division or why we dropped a particular tournament, or why we don't allow this, or why we do allow that. And instead of individually one-on-one, we thought this might be a way to answer some questions about the CKTS and its operation. But we also thought that, you know, this is just possibly a good way to promote tennis in a media that, as far as my research shows, isn't being utilized for tennis, this podcast media. So I'm hoping that we have a lot of fun with this. I'm definitely, I've been looking forward to doing this first episode with you, Dave, for a long time. We're going to have other people on with us. We're going to have some special guests in the future. And there's just a lot of possibilities of things that we can talk about and things that we can cover about tennis in Kentucky.
Very good.
Let's move on today to the tournament results from our most recent tournament. Since the podcast is kicking off mid-season, we're not going to go all the way back to the first tournament of the year, the Bowling Green Open, and go over every winner. But as we do these podcasts, we would like to name the winners of the most recent tournaments that we have had. So the most recent tournament we had was our second Bowling Green event of the year, and it was called the Kids on the Block Points for Puppets Tournament. Unusual name. First time it was submitted to me and the logo was submitted, I was like, puppets and tennis. Okay. But it turns out that it's a benefit for an organization called South Central Kentucky Kids on the Block. And what they basically do is put on puppet shows for school kids to educate them on social issues like perhaps bullying or staying away from drugs and all that kind of thing. So a very worthwhile cause. And the people that we that work with that organization that helped with the tournament were super great, and it was a pleasure to meet them and work with them in Bowling Green putting on that tournament. They were really excited to be a part of it, and looking forward to working with them next year. Let's get right to the results, though. Boys 18 and under singles, and I'm going to butcher this, but I'm going to say it the best I can. Shunsuke Morosa defeated Camden Carver 6-1, 6-1 to win the boys 18 singles title.
Boys 15, Creighton Lessenbury defeated Jake Taylor.
In boys 12 and under singles, Gary Zeng defeated Oliver Stroh 6-1, 6-love.
In girls 18 singles, Courtney Hayes defeated Ella Birch.
Girls 15 and under singles, Megan Martin defeated Sarah Newton 6-1, 6-4.
Girls 12 singles, Ansley Stobaugh defeated Arden Dethridge.
All right. Boys 18 doubles, it was Lessenbury and Lessenbury over Law and Stroh, 6-1, 6-2.
Girls 18 doubles, Richardson Woosley defeated Newton Vernon, 6-2, 6-0.
In the mixed 18 and under doubles, it was Birch and Carver over Lessenbury and Lindsay, 4-6, 6-3, 10-8. That's about as close as it can get, right, Dave?
Yes, it can.
Looks like one break in the first, one break in the second, and then a very tight tiebreaker, super tiebreaker to decide that.
Men's open singles, Thomas Green defeated Jackson Grover, 6-2, 6-1.
Men's C singles, it was Josh Rios over Richard Jackson, 6-2, 6-love.
In men's B singles, John Newton defeated Jun Tomiaka, 6-2, 6-2.
All right, men's C doubles, it was Chaudhary and Patel over Roberts and Roberts, 6-love, 6-3.
In men's B doubles, Lindsay and Newton defeated Shibata and Tomiaka, 7-5, 6-2.
In men's open doubles, it was the team of Morosa over Hales and Harlan, 6-1, 6-4.
In women's open doubles, Roberts Wilson defeated Law Stroh, 6-3, 6-2.
In mixed open doubles, it was Lee and Martin over Hadley and Humphreys, 7-6, 6-3.
In mixed B doubles, Duncan Thompson defeated Richie and Roberts, 6-4, 6-3.
In men's 40 and over singles, William McCubbin, or W.D. McCubbin as we know him, over Orly Suazo, 6-4, 6-4.
And in men's 40 doubles, Coulter Hales defeated Conway Patterson, 6-1, 6-2.
All right. So we'll take a look at how those results impact our point standings.
Okay, men's open singles. There's a tie right now. Tyler Hyatt and Tucker Bradley each have 5 points each.
All right. In men's B singles, Jun Tomioka is leading with 12 points.
In men's C singles, Charles Roberts is leading with 9.5 points.
Men's 40 and over singles, there's a tie at the top between the two finalists at the Bowling Green Puppets event, Orly Suazo and William McCubbin, both tied at first place with 7 points.
In boys 18 singles, Ethan Wellen is leading with 8 points.
All right, and boys 15 and under singles, Owen Hunley has 6 points at the top.
And boys 12 singles, Mason Baldwin is in the lead with 7 points.
Okay, and in men's open doubles, now in our doubles rankings, just like on the Pro Tour, we don't rank by teams because people switch partners. You know, they don't always play with the same partner. So individuals accumulate points in our doubles divisions. And right now, Tucker Bradley has the most points with 8.
In men's B doubles, the leader so far is Jun Tomioka with 7.5 points.
All right. And then moving on to men's C doubles, we have a father-son team tied at the top because they do play together all the time. Charles and James Roberts each have 10 points at the top of men's C doubles.
In men's 40 doubles, we also have a father-son team. As we call them, the Humphreys brothers.
Yes, I thought they were brothers. Come on. No, we know better, but we call them the Humphreys brothers.
Humphreys brothers. Steve Humphreys and Don Humphreys are in the lead with 6 points.
All right. I guess we have a brother-brother team in boys 18 and under doubles. Hewitt Lessenberry and Creighton Lessenberry each have 6 points. The Lessenberry's out of Glasgow.
In women's open singles, we have a tie. Allison Tinsley and Emily Novak each have 4 points.
All right, and standing alone at the top of women's B singles is Amber Wolf with 6 points.
In girls 18 and under singles, we have Courtney Hayes with 10.5 points.
Girls 15 and under singles, Jaya Garis, I'm sorry, is leading with 8 points. But there's four people right behind her with 7 points each. Okay, so things will probably possibly change after this weekend's Miller Park Tennis Classic. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Okay, girls 12 singles. Ansley Stobal has 8.8 points.
All right, and we're no offense to you or me, but we're both butchering some of these names.
And, yes, we are.
And we apologize. We apologize. We need to meet these people in person, or let them yell at us in person, whatever, and they can give us a correct pronunciation. We'll try to do better.
Sure.
All right, women's open doubles, I think, was next, unless we skipped one. Long-time doubles partners Cheryl Hensel and Trina Rickard are leading with 9 points each. Speaking of name pronunciations, it's Trina.
Trina.
All right. Everybody calls her Trina.
But it
it's
is
Trina. And I don't know, does she correct people or does she just let it slide at this point?
I think at this point she lets it slide.
She just lets it slide. But it's Trina, if you meet her. Hi, Trina. Nice to meet you. Thanks for running a great tournament. She runs two of our tournaments, the Glasgow Open and the Barron Classic. Again, yes. The Glasgow Open is coming up here in late August. All right, you're up with women's B doubles, Dave.
Okay, Amber Wolf has got 8 points.
All right. And in girls 18 and under doubles, Jai Garis has 7 points.
And in mixed open doubles, Trina Rickard and Hayden Rickard, their mother and son team, are in the lead with 7.5 points.
All right. Mixed B doubles, we have a father-daughter team, Lex Lindsay and Hallie Lindsay. They each have 10 points, so in a comfortable lead in that division.
And in mixed 18 doubles, we have Keegan Christensen and Emmy Redford.
If you are on our website and looking at our standings, you will see in mixed doubles, you'll see a male leader and a female leader. So they don't necessarily have the same amount of points. But Emmy Redford only has just 8 points, but she's the leader among the females in mixed 18 doubles. Okay. And Keegan Christensen, the leader among the males with 12 points. So that's how that works. In case anybody's looking at our point standings at cktstour.com. All right. Well, with that behind us, let's look at some upcoming events with the CKTS and with other tennis organizations around the state. Okay, so again, we have the Miller Park Tennis Classic, which by the time you hear this episode, that tournament will probably be completed. This being our first podcast, we have to set up the website for it. We have to edit I've got to learn how to edit this thing and get it published. We have to submit it to iTunes and the Google Play Store and these other places so it can be syndicated out for people to download it. So I'm sure the Miller Park Tennis Classic is probably over by the time you hear this, but we'll get better at this. We'll get faster at it. I've said this already. I'm really excited about this. Been looking forward to it for a while. The Glasgow Open will be August 25th and 26th, and the entry deadline for that is August 21st. And darn it, this thing's going to be out and downloaded before that deadline. So, all right, anyway, our friends over at the Mountain Tennis Circuit have a tournament coming up called the Williamsburg-Whitley County Open. If you're interested in that, visit mtctennis.org. That's MTC as in Mountain Tennis Circuit, mtctennis.org. There is another big tournament starting this weekend, another big pro event, Dave, the Western and Southern Open. Is August 11th through 19th in Cincinnati, Ohio. I have not been to this tournament myself since before my kids were born. You've been more recently than me, correct?
Yes, I have. And I went, I think, the second year that it was men and women. It's kind of like Indian Wells in Miami, where you have the best WTA players and the best ATP players playing in this tournament. And some of the most exciting things is practice courts, getting to see your favorite star practice.
That was always my favorite part of going to the Cincinnati tournament, or CNC, as we used to call it. We're going to CNC. That was always our favorite part, was to go cluster around at the practice courts. Sure. You know,
yeah, and when Rafa or Roger is practicing, you cannot get to the court. They usually line up for an hour beforehand just to get to see a glimpse of these two great stars. But you get to see everybody. The courts that they have are excellent. I mean, the great stadium court, but there's also side courts that are really exciting, and just the seating. You just feel like you're on the court. I mean, it's that good. And there's been some great matches on the main courts and on the side courts as well. And it's just, even walking around, I almost ran into Sam Querrey, who is rather tall. And he just was walking along. And, you know, it's just really neat. It's a just great tennis event. And there's you know, get to see a lot of your tennis friends there as well. It's a, you know, people travel up to, it's actually Mason, Ohio is where it's at, right across from Kings Island. And a lot of people make the trip just to get to see just the great stars and get to see, you know, some real great professional tennis.
That event is, you do have a chance to bump elbows with a pro. I mean, just walking around, and you will always see somebody, you know, from Kentucky, somebody you play tennis with, or somebody, you know, from your tournament or your tennis association or something like that. So it is fun, and I need to get back up there, and I hope to be able to do that soon. It's not going to happen for me this year, unfortunately. But anyway, other upcoming events in tennis of interest in our part of Kentucky. Lake Cumberland Tennis Association is a new, relatively new community tennis association based out of Somerset, Kentucky. They serve, you know, the people in the entire Lake Cumberland area. And they have a tournament on our tour. It's our last one of the season in late September. But they do so much more than that. And we will talk more about what they do on other episodes. And we'll definitely have some people from the LCTA on our podcast with us. But if you want to check out their leagues, their clinics, or anything else that they're doing, visit lctennis.com, which stands for Lake Cumberland Tennis.com, lctennis.com. Now, if you have an event that you want publicized or discussed or promoted on this podcast, you need to send your event information to info@gamesetmatchky.com. Again, that's info@gamesetmatchky.com. So it's time for a segment that we like to call Challenge the Call. And basically, it is a chance for frequently asked questions to be addressed. And there are many more to come, but we'll do a couple of them today. So the first challenge, the call, is what happened to the Lebanon tournament? It was on the schedule at the beginning of the season. It was on the schedule until, I don't know, just 2 or 3 weeks ago. And now it's not on there. And now it says Columbia, Baldwin Tennis Classic. So, essentially, what happened to the Lebanon tournament is, right now they don't have enough playable courts. They have 4 courts at Grand Memorial Park, which are recently resurfaced and in very good condition. They have 4 courts at Marion County High School, which are in need of repair, and repairs are being discussed off and on, a project that they want to get done and need to get done. And that's what we're kind of watching out for. So if it was going to happen this year, it was going to be too late for their early September event. So we had an opportunity to return to Columbia, the site of the very first CKTS tennis tournament back in 2003. So we had a chance to return there after a few years away. And so we jumped on that opportunity. They have 6 courts on campus at Lindsey Wilson College at the Bauman Tennis Complex. And there are 2 courts just down the road at Adair County High School. So they've got 8 available courts, which is it's manageable for a September tournament. Our numbers tend to go down just a little bit when school starts back because kids are in soccer and they're in band and maybe even football. You know, there's other things going on when people go back to school. And so sometimes our numbers drop a little bit. And so we can put a tournament at a smaller venue like Columbia late in the season. All right. The next challenge, the call is, I'm going to let Dave take this one. Why can't I play in more than 2 events in a tournament? Why can't I play men's open singles and men's 40 singles and mixed open doubles and men's 40 doubles? Dave, why won't you let me do that?
Because it's a logistics nightmare, actually. But actually, we with scheduling and with court availability and everything, we can only handle everybody being in the most 2 events because it just gets to be too complicated, especially if that person is in 4 different events and they win and get to the final day. It's a nightmare.
just stop right there, Dave. You had me at the word logistics, because such a big word coming from you that I'm like, he's brought that over from work.
I do work in logistics.
I knew it. All right. But no, that's a good answer. I mean, it's a scheduling nightmare. We're talking about tournaments that average over 100 players to play in 2 days. we start as early as we can on Saturday, and we're often finished late Saturday night and sometimes late Sunday night. And to have someone be allowed to play in more than 2 events is a potential logistics nightmare. And I'm glad you brought that word back into my vocabulary, because I don't know if I've used that in a long time.
There you go.
And again, if you would like to challenge a call or ask a frequently asked question, there's a few ways you can do it. You can send an email to challenge@gamesetmatchky.com. challenge@gamesetmatchky.com. You can also send us a message on Twitter @gamesetmatchky. On Facebook, we're facebook.com/gamesetmatchky or username @gamesetmatchky. You can also find us on Facebook by searching for Game, Set, Match, Kentucky, the podcast. Well, I think that is just about going to serve out this first edition of Game, Set, Match, Kentucky. I want to thank you for listening. I would like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast app. And better yet, head over to iTunes and give us a review. We will definitely read those reviews. We might even read them on the air. So give us a rating, give us a review. We would definitely appreciate it. GameSetMatchKY.com or GameSetMatchKentucky, spelled out, .com. That's our portal for episodes and show notes, etc. Sponsors. We would love to have some sponsorship for this podcast in order to keep it going and keep the lights on. And you can send us an email to info@gamesetmatchky.com or reach out to us on Twitter, and we'll discuss you helping us poor people out with putting this thing on. Dave, do you have anything else?
No, I think we're good for today.
All right, then I guess ShotSpot says we are out. So until next time, I'm Chris Godby, and this is Dave Brown, and this has been Game, Set, Match, Kentucky.
sorry, this is all so new to me. It's like, I'm like, okay, what do I say? What do I do?
I don't know. Nobody knows what we're doing. I think people are just happy that we're making an effort.
There you go.